means if Passover is on a Friday and unleavened bread is on a Saturday, then first fruits would be the next day, 3 days in a row. But if Passover was a Tuesday, 14th, and unleavened bread is a Wednesday, 15th, now first fruits has to wait Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the next day. In other words, it's only occasionally that the three holidays fall 3 days in a row, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, as they did the year Jesus came to die. Now, Passover, you know, is the feast that they celebrate being delivered from Egypt, the Egyptians' bondage, because they had the lamb's blood on their doorpost. So it's a day of freedom. We bless you, God, for delivering us through the blood of the Lamb, sparing our lives, bringing us to this day. To make it short, unleavened bread originally remembered how they ate bread without yeast at that time, but unleavened bread had become the holiday when they began to celebrate the fact that the barley would soon ripen. And so unleavened bread was the time you prayed, "Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, give us bread out of the earth." Because we haven't had any now since last year. So give us bread out of the earth. First fruits is the day that you actually thank God for the soon to ripen barley. You've prayed for it the day before. Now you say, "God, thank you that it's starting to get heads on it," and you bring the first little bit of the barley. If you can find some ripe, that's wonderful, but that was pretty tough. But you brought the best you could find to say, "God, this is the first I've got. I trust you to give me the rest." Now, think about what happened the year of Jesus' death. What day did he die? Passover, as the lamb. What day was he buried? Unleavened bread, the day everybody was praying, "Give us bread out of the earth." Now think about that. As the whole nation was praying, "Give us bread out of the earth," what were they doing to Jesus? Putting him in the earth. I don't think most people realize they were praying for his resurrection, but in a sense, being the bread of life, being put in the earth at that moment, I teach my students not to say Jesus is buried, but Jesus was planted. Because he said, "Unless a grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it cannot come back to life, so it is with me." So when is he put in the ground? At the very time the Jews are praying for God to give bread out of the ground. And then first fruits, which came the next day on Sunday, is the day Jesus was raised from the dead as the what? First fruits of those who were raised from the dead. Now think about this. God had planned those feasts 1,300 years earlier, depending when you date Moses, but pretty close to that. 1,300 years earlier, he'd planned those three feasts, Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, knowing that only once in a while are they 1, 2, 3 days in a row, so that Jesus had to come during a particular year where that was true, and the great events of his death, his burial, and his resurrection happen exactly on the feast that you could argue portrays them best. Now, if you think that's a coincidence, I would suggest what my rabbi used to say to us in class: "You've got a different God than I do." Because there are no coincidences. That to me is stunningly amazing. And how I could have learned those things about Jesus all those years growing up and being taught in a Christian setting and never once plugged them into God's calendar. I don't know how it can happen to me. Probably because I wasn't listening. Anyway, that's the first three. Then the fourth holiday comes in June when the wheat is ripe. Now again, I know you're thinking, "I thought we were going to talk about Palm Sunday." God willing, I'll get there. May be Palm Sunday before I get there, but I'm going to try. The wheat harvest. Now, the Bible says that the wheat harvest day celebrated as Shavuot, or we say Pentecost in the Christian language, is 50 days after Passover. Hence, Pentecost means 50 days. The Jews call it Shavuot because it's 7 weeks from the day after Passover. So they refer to it as the Feast of Weeks. So 50 days later, we celebrate the wheat harvest. Now, at the risk again of using up my precious time, think about this for a moment. You know what happened that year on Pentecost, yes? The Holy Spirit came down in the form of tongues of fire. So go back with me. What happened? Listen carefully before you answer. What happened to the Israelites on the first Passover? First one. Freed from Egypt because of the blood of the Lamb, in part. Unleavened bread, first fruits,